When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
WGN, our friend John Hansen. You hear him weeknights on WGN, Monday through Thursday at 6 o'clock with Your Money Matters. He is also the keeper of all things climatological and meteorological.
Sunsetological.
He said today online, huzzah, tonight's sunset is 5:30 p.m. Saturday's dusk lasts till 6 p.m. 26 days until a 7 p.m. sunset. 54 days until 8 p.m. We're up to 2 minutes and 41 seconds of extra daylight today and still gaining more extra daylight than the previous days gain, and we'll keep a pace for another month. Woo-hoo! Huzzah, he said. Which is not the word I usually use about weather, but John's very excited about it.
I think it's huzzah.
H-U-Z-Z-A-H.
Yeah. It's not a word you see spelled too often.
Right.
Huzzah!
Really? I think it...
I'm going to have to go to the source.
Pete, I don't know if you have any help for us on this, but if you can dig that up, let us know. How does one pronounce H-U-Z-Z-A-H? Huzzah or huzzah? Okay. I wonder if Don Jackson Blattner knows. Don, do you happen to know how to pronounce H-U-Z-Z-A-H?
No, I don't know, but I would like to say, however it is, I'm excited about that sunshine report. I could go for longer days. I'm so much more motivated to do things when it's sunny out.
I think an unmotivated Don Jackson Blattner is a motivated anybody else. The idea that you would be despondent about anything, it would strike me as not like the Don I know. But hey, we all have our burdens. Dawn Jackson Blattner is here. She is the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist, DawnJacksonBlattner.com, and DJ Blattner on Instagram. I'm sorry, Pete, you said something to me just now? Oh, yeah, right. This segment is sponsored by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, the original healthy eating company. Dawn, I know that you've got some things that you want to talk to us about, including exercise. We touched on that last week and want to get to it today. But can I just ask you a quick question while I'm thinking about it?
Of course.
Prebiotic and postbiotic drinks. There's even sodas now. Pepsi's coming out with one. Are they worth the effort? What do they do? And just what's... Give me your 411 on that.
Okay, so first off, prebiotics are the fuel that is like the food for our gut bacteria, right? And that is interesting. Probiotics are the actual bacteria. So that's just a little definition. These drinks are not any sort of magic bullet. You're way better off for prebiotics eating a high-fiber diet. And for probiotics, you're way better off doing things like fermented dairy, which is yogurt and kefir, even sauerkraut and kimchi. Those are way more powerful than what you're going to get in these drinks. Now, if it's a low sugar or no sugar option and you like it and it's a fun little change up to some of the water you're drinking, fine. But it is not the gut repair and the actual medicinal stuff you can find in actual fiber foods and fermented foods.
But isn't kefir advertised as a probiotic?
Kefir is awesome because it is even more probiotics than a yogurt. So it's like yogurt's cousin, the drinkable version, but more probiotics. But these drinks don't necessarily have that fermented nature that gives you so many different bacteria. They oftentimes are just added bacteria, and there might be just a couple.
So kefir you did endorse, and not officially, but I mean,
love it.
Yeah, so kefir is good. If I eat cabbage, but it's not sauerkraut, am I getting the same value you're talking about?
You're getting those prebiotics. Anytime you're eating something fibery, like a fruit or vegetable or cabbage, you're definitely getting something that's going to fuel all those good bacteria that are already down there. However, you have to have it fermented to actually create those bacteria to add to your gut.
Trying to think of other fermented things I like because I don't like sauerkraut and some of those things you mentioned. I do drink alcohol, and that's fermented. How about that?
That does not count. Ah. But here's the thing. Listen to this. Sauerkraut shots, I'm telling you. I thought I didn't like sauerkraut until I started putting it in a shot glass. And I eat it, and then I eat whatever else I'm eating. So I don't, like, put it all over my food. I have, like, a little shot of it, and then I eat the rest of my food. I'm telling you, a shot glass changes everything.
That smallest serving would be beneficial?
Yes. Yes. Shockingly, yes. So that little bit actually is so good for you. I don't know. I give it a shot in the shot glass.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then do you do that warm or cold?
Cold. And actually, you got to be kind of careful when you are talking about these probiotic foods. Those are live organisms that when you're cooking them or heating them, they can be killed. So you really do want to have it either, you know, put on warm food or eating it cold and not heating them themselves.
We got a nice note from a listener who is taking her brownies out of the oven that she's made according to your recipe.
Oh, my gosh. The recipe that you made famous nationwide. It is sweeping the nation, the black bean brownies. Yep.
Brownies made out of black beans. And is that still readily accessible on your platforms?
Yes. And I do that for you and your listeners. It's called black bean and oat brownies, and there's a little search box. You can type it in, and you can see they're made out of rolled oats, cocoa powder, you know, salt, baking soda, and a can of black beans.
I wouldn't tell you to try this if I didn't try it and like it. But that's the way we make brownies at my house. And it's the craziest hack you've ever heard. So thank you, Don Jackson Blattner, for that. Last time we visited, we didn't get to the habits of good exercise. And you're the queen of the acronym, so you came up with EXERCISE, which we sort of sprinted through. And I don't want to spend all of our time on this, but just walk me through or sprint me through the tips you have or the knowledge you have about exercise.
Yeah, I think this is important because this research was done looking at 68 different research studies in 14 countries. And the good news here is that exercisers, awesome, successful, amazing exercisers, aren't depending on motivation. They aren't depending on discipline. So if you actually want to exercise like these successful people, there's 8 common themes that they have. And yes, for you, you bring this out in me. I created an acronym because you are my muse. You are my muse. So exercise is the acronym. The first E is enjoy it. These exercisers in these 14 countries who do it all the time and don't miss a day and are amazing, they pick stuff they actually like to do. So E is enjoy it. The X is, and this is kind of a cheat, expect benefits. So this one is they say, all these successful exercisers say, listen, I think about the benefits. I think about how when I do this, I'm in a better mood. I think about when I do this, yeah, I have better energy. I think about my better cholesterol level and blood pressure and blood sugars. And so those expect benefits is something you've got to constantly remind yourself of. The next E.
Wait, I want to interrupt you because last night, yep, I went to the DePaul basketball game. Thoroughly depressing affair. Game started at 8 o'clock, and by the time I got home, it was about 10:30. I was in no mood for anything, and I wanted to get to bed, and I thought, I know how much better I sleep if I exercise before bed. So I got on that stupid bike, and I pedaled away and watched a show a little bit and did a few sit-ups. I'm not bragging. All I'm telling you is it didn't take that much effort, but the motivation was that I knew I would feel, I expected benefits, and that really dragged me onto that stupid bike.
Yeah, I love that exact real-life example because it does work. Is that if you're feeling bad and you know that this will make you feel better, it is the motivation to do it. So
it is.
Awesome.
That's the X.
Yes. Then the next E in exercise acronym is establish a schedule. Listen, you know if you're not putting it in your calendar, it's not going to happen. If you're just guessing, oh, when I feel like doing it, it's never going to happen. It's a non-negotiable. You put it in your calendar. And the other thing that does is it decreases decision fatigue, the idea of like, should I go? Should I not go? Maybe I should go at noon. Maybe I should go. And back and forth and back. That's so draining to your resources. So forget about that. Just put it in your calendar. Don't think about it and just do it. The next letter in exercise is R, and that's record progress. A lot of these people in this study of 68 different research studies were recording things like either their steps or their strength improvements, or even like streaks of how many days they went that month, seeing progress does make you more motivated. We say in the biz, we say you got to track it to change it. So potentially, if you're struggling with this, start tracking how many times you go in a month and get excited about it. The C in exercise is, this one is a good one, create a backup plan. These people who are awesome exercisers for their entire lives, they don't just have a plan A. They have a plan B. They have a plan C. They have a plan D. They have bad weather plans. They have busy schedule plans. They have unexpected obstacle plans. You know, even like you, you have a great plan when you're tired and it's late. You're not packing up and going to a gym. You're going on your with your pajamas on your own bike. You know, I think that is awesome. So you've got to have those backup plans for those crazy things that get in your way instead of falling off track. And then I in exercise stands for identify as an active person. So these people who are going to the gym all the time, they say, I'm an active person. They don't say like, oh, I'm lazy. Oh, I struggle with exercise. Oh, you know, I have to force myself to do it. They say, no, you know what? I'm an active person. It's part of my lifestyle. It's part of my identity. And by saying that, it makes it more second nature. And this, I mean, it seems kind of woo-woo, but it's real. And this is an important factor. The S in exercise is stay accountable. So the idea of having a workout buddy or a class that expects you every Wednesday or a trainer that you have, somebody that expects you to show up and stay committed actually can help people who are struggling with doing their 150 minutes every week and their 2 times of strength training every week. Maybe it's that stay accountable piece you need. And then the final E in exercise is embrace consistency over perfection.
Wow,
meaning
that's good.
Everything counts. Everything counts. You know what? You know, I can't do a full session. I'll forget it. I guess I'll skip it. No, just a little bit. So even like your bike, you know, even if you're not doing the full bike at 8 p.m., it's like, well, I'll get on at least for a little bit instead of skipping it all together.
It was 10:30 p.m. and I was tired.
Oh, yeah, look at that. 10:30 p.m. And I think that is incredible as a real life example.
Yeah, well, pardon my humble brag there, but that so resonates with me because I thought, I don't want to do it, but I know how good I will feel if I have done it. After having done it, I always feel not only so good, but good about myself. You know, like, what do you know? I did it. I stayed on my streak or whatever. Dawn Jackson-Blattner, she's an author. She's a registered dietitian and nutritionist. Do you have a question about the food in the store, in your cart, in your belly? 312-981-7200. Call me right now. Lots of texts and some phone calls, too. 312-981-7200 for Dawn Jackson-Blattner, the author, the dietitian and nutritionist we turn to for cheerful, positive information about your routine, exercise, and diet. Okay, Dawn, you ready for some questions?
Would love them.
Would you now? Let's see here what I got. Where can one buy hulled barley? I've tried Jewel, Pete's, Whole Foods, Mariano's, no luck. Trying to avoid Amazon.
Here's the thing. We talked about barley and oats being amazing for bad cholesterol, that LDL cholesterol. Barley is generally sold in most stores as pearled barley, and that is not a whole grain. And we want to eat more whole grains in our diet. It's actually very hard to find whole barley other than online. So it doesn't have to be Amazon, but you can type in whole barley, and there are various manufacturers who are selling it online. There's a little bit easier to find in the store is barley that's in flake form, just like oats. So like oats are little baby flakes, and barley can also be sold like that. So you might have better luck finding that, but otherwise online, hulled barley.
Is Irish butter from grass-fed cows healthier than regular butter?
No. Here, at the end of the day, butter, because we're supposed to use such a small amount of it, they are very similar. There is a slight difference in the fat makeup. So it's a little bit potentially less inflammatory fat if it's from a grass-fed cow, you know. But at the end of the day, we're eating using so small of an amount, it shouldn't matter. The butter that I really do enjoy is a mix of butter and olive oil. I don't know if you've seen it in the stores, but it's spreadable, and it's a great option when you're looking to have, you know, a buttery flavor, but still know the heart health benefits of olive oil are way better than butter. I like that 50-50 mix.
What's the brand name of that?
Oh, actually, there's a couple of brands. Like, if you see on the front, it'll be like butter, and then it will say like made with olive oil. And I have seen probably three different brands of that.
Does pickled red cabbage count as a probiotic? Says Candy in Gulf Breeze, Florida.
This is such an interesting topic. Okay, you guys, listen. So something that says pickles that has been pickled with like a vinegar is not a probiotic, okay? It's not, it hasn't been fermented. It's been pickled with vinegar. It's still very, very good for you. And let me tell you, vinegar is amazing for you. Cabbage is amazing for you. It's so good for you. But technically, it has not been fermented. And that is what is creating these probiotics or these good bacteria. Mm. So you really need to see that if you're buying something that is that says pickled, that if it has vinegar in there, that is just a pickle. However, some things are fermented, and manufacturers are calling it a pickle, but it's actually fermented. And how you know is in the ingredient list, it will not have vinegar, that it is just salt and water, and it's sit and fermented, and those probiotics occur.
Okay.
So sometimes you get the gist. The vinegar is the key you're looking for in terms of that's just been pickled. And if you don't see it, then it's fermented.
This text message says, since listening to Don Jackson Blattner on WGN, my teenage daughter calls us an ingredient house. We are no longer a snack house. We have ingredients. We don't have snacks. By the way, somebody else asked, what do you think of drinking olive oil?
Oh, there's no reason. Listen, a half of a tablespoon a day is what you need for these heart health benefits. And that is so easy to drizzle on a salad to get more nutrition out of that salad. In fact, it helps you absorb many of those compounds, or doing it in a stir fry with the vegetables. So I say use it instead of drinking it, because you don't need much. And actually putting it with vegetables enhances their nutrition.
Let's go to Elaine. You're on WGN with Don Jackson Blattner. Hi, Elaine.
Hi. I had a question regarding what to eat to reduce belly fat.
Wait, are you serious right now? This is the greatest question ever, right? Do you know this?
Says you. Go ahead.
I love it.
Okay, well, I think I can answer this. There's not much you can do. All right, let's go back to Don.
No. Come on. No, okay, listen. There really is two main things that I'll say. The first one is that any time that you lose fat, you lose it from everywhere, so you cannot spot treat.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yes, I will say that is true. However, the most important thing is ratios at mealtime, is that you look at your plate and you're looking for this ratio that helps overall body fat and belly fat, and that is half of your plate vegetables, a quarter of your plate coming from protein, you cannot skip that, and a quarter of your plate coming from whole grains or starchy vegetables like potatoes, sweet potatoes, corn, oats, brown rice, quinoa. Okay, so, but I got to tell you, if we can bridge into the cool research study that I found, it's all about belly fat. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, listen, better carbs, less belly fat. So there was a study done about a year, 2 years ago in this journal called Clinical Nutrition. And for 1 year, 1,476 people were watched, and they were 55 to 75 years old. So in a year, what these researchers did is did not tell them to cut carbs. What they told them to do is to improve the quality of their carbs. And then they tested their fat. Belly fat, body fat, everything over the course of this year. And they found that the people who increased their fiber and the people who swapped their white refined grains to whole grains, just did those two things, they had a reduction in their belly fat. So the bottom line here is that carb quality matters. You really need to pay attention that, are you getting enough fiber-rich foods? Are you getting whole grains instead of the white bread and white rolls and white tortillas? That's a big deal, to understand that it's not just about cutting out, but it's upgrading your quality that helps belly fat.
After the show today, we'll take everything Don has said. It'll live as a podcast at WGNradio.com. You can hear it again, take notes, share it with your friends. Please ask Don, what are the good foods that encourage... Please ask Don to repeat what she puts in a shot glass as a probiotic. That was the sauerkraut, right?
Yes, sauerkraut shots, people. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Yeah, everybody's coming to my house. We're having cocktails. I'm giving them shots of sauerkraut. That will not fly. But maybe in other circumstances it will. I don't want to discount what you said, Don. Will you visit with us next week?
I would love to. Thanks for having me, John.
DonJacksonBlattner.com.